What's up, family? Hope you guys are having a great day or night. Just depends on when you're actually listening to this. So I've been working a whole lot on just on my business and everything that's going on. A lot of my trying to perfect my speaking career and just presentations on leadership and just finally executed on and narrowing down on what topics I'm going to be presenting, what topics I'm going to be doing, and I'm super excited. There's a lot of great stuff happening, so make sure you guys follow me on Instagram, on Facebook, on LinkedIn. Not so active on Twitter, but go ahead and follow me anyways. I'm going to start posting up a couple more things and stuff on there just to kind of be a little bit more active on there. So, but today's show, I wanted to talk to you guys about three main points. And honestly, I think this is something that I got from Kobe, right, on his recent passing. And it's a heartbreak for Los Angeles, an even bigger heartbreak for his family, and everybody else that was in the tragedy that we had lost. Some really great people, some really great leaders, and great advocates of just sports and youth, and really just impacting the community that has really impacted the world now. So I wanted to share with you guys just three points, little things about that, you know, that I've been really thinking, that I've been really concentrating on myself, and it has a lot to do with Kobe's Mamba mentality, right? So I mean, I guess my interpretation or my take on the Mamba mentality is really on these three points. And so the first one is we're talking about is commitment. You know, and there's a lot to this, right? Because commitment's a big word. Whatever it is that we need to commit to, it's something that we need to make a decision on. And so when we make those decisions, realize who it's affecting, how it's affecting them, and who is it benefiting, you know? Because if we're talking about leadership and the aspect of leadership, what we need to know is that a leader doesn't make decisions based on himself. He doesn't make decisions based on what benefits themselves. A leader makes a decision based on those around him. How is it going to affect them? Does it even benefit them? That's how a leader makes his decisions, or makes his or her decisions, is based on other people, based on what's going to happen around them, how it's going to influence them, how it's going to impact the people around them. And if it's going to impact them, is it going to make a difference in their lives? And if it is going to make a difference, is it going to be a good difference? And that's something that we want to narrow down, is that. So I want you to really think about maybe like two commitments, two things that you need to do that you need to narrow down, that you said, you know what, I really need to focus on this. I need to really get on this. And so I want you guys to write that down right now. I mean, this is something that we're executing. We're not just here. It's not just a motivational speaking podcast. This is a self-development podcast. This is just a personal development, professional development podcast. And so I want to bring you guys value. And so right now, I just want you to do those two things. Just write down two things that you need to commit to right now. And I want you to prioritize them. I want you to say, hey, you know, relationships is my number one. I need to focus on this. You know, my job is number one. I need to focus on this. My family is number one. I need to focus on this. So create that just two items on the list. And I want you to tell me what is the value behind it. Why do you want to commit to this right now, right? It's 2020. It's February 8th now. So, you know, I want you guys to really think about it, and the choices that you're making, and who it's benefiting. So make that decision. Be committed. A lot of us are sitting down on decisions right now that we shouldn't be. We really shouldn't be sitting down on decisions that we know we should make. And if you are like me and have your core values, then those hard decisions become really easy, or at least easier to manage, or even think about and reflect, because you're able to base your decisions on your core values. And so my the core values that I live by are faith, family, integrity, and self-development, or development in general, right? Developing others, developing myself. And those are the four things that I live by. And so when I have to make hard decisions, I go to those. I go to those core values, and I ask myself, how does it align with me, with who I am, with what I believe in? And the way that I created my core values was really, I reflected on who I was, what I believe in, and how I grew up, right? Culture. I started focusing on what really meant something to me. And I realized that a lot of it has to do with, you know, how I grew up, how my mom, you know, taught me certain things. And so I wanna encourage you right now. Again, first point is commitment. Make a decision, right? Stop hesitating. Stop putting it off to the side. There's no tomorrow. There's only right now. How can you make that decision right now to commit to whatever it is you're trying to commit to? So whatever that means, whether it's a better lifestyle for yourself, whether it's leaving certain things that you know shouldn't be happening, whatever the case may be, I want you to really focus on what impact are you making in this community, in your community, in this world. What is it that you're doing? How are you doing that? How is it relevant to who you are and what you're trying to do? And so I want you to really focus on this. So make that commitment. Two things I want you to make a commitment on, and I want you to really narrow it down. So really think about it. Take a week or two, something for you to know, hey, I need to make that commitment right now. Now, the second thing that I want to talk to you guys about is focus, right? So we got commitment and we got focus. And if we don't focus on those two commitments, if we don't focus on something, what's going to happen? If something's not focused, that means they're out of focus, which means there's a whole lot of things in our lives that we have to understand that because of the way it is and how it's structured, we need to focus on something, because if we don't focus on it, we're going to be lost. We're not going to be committed anymore, because now we don't have a direct straight path of where we need to be. And so the focus needs to be on the commitment you're trying to make. And you need to commit on that one or two things that you decided that you have written down right now. Commit on those two things and focus on those. How are you focusing on them? How are you trying to move on to the next level with it, right? And really narrow it down. And so Eric Thomas talks a lot about staying in your lane. And it's something that I reflect on a whole lot, because that's something that I do. I stay in my lane, right? I don't go and do other things, because then I leave them halfway. And we can't do that, because when we do that, we're not going to finish anything. And so I want to encourage you today to focus on something. Focus on that one commitment. Focus on that one thing. What is it that you are trying to do? What is it that, or who is it that you're trying to influence? How are you trying to make yourself better? And so when we focus on one commitment or two things, two commitments, it's a lot easier for us to manage. And that's where I want you guys to be. I want you guys to be I want you to be able to manage your own life. Because little did we know, because we don't manage, and here's how you know that you don't manage your own life, is when you start looking at other people and their life. When you start looking at what other people, start judging yourself based on other people's highlight reel, right? Like, we don't see, like, we judge our behind the scenes with other people's highlight reel, and we shouldn't do that, because the things that we see on Instagram, the things that we see on Facebook, on Twitter, whatever it is, and stuff, on YouTube, wherever it is that we see things at, the way we just can't do that anymore. We're so focused on comparing ourselves to what they display on there, and in reality, they're probably struggling just as we are. And so when we focus and we stay in our lane, that means that we're not focused on anything else. And I give you the example of Michael Phelps. He's such a great athlete, such a great swimmer, and what he ends up doing is when he is focused, I mean, search him up, get on YouTube and everything, search up Michael Phelps, And I want you guys to understand that when he is in his lane, when he is dominating, when he is focused, any distraction that's in front of him, to the side of him, has no meaning, has nothing, because he is so focused on his lane. He's so focused on one goal, and that's finishing the race as fast as he can. Nothing else is going to distract him. Nothing else is going to deviate him from that goal. And so right now, today, I want you guys to commit to one or two things, and I want you to focus on those things, regardless of where you are in life, regardless of who is in your life right now. I want you guys to focus on what you can do to better yourself, because if you can't better yourself, you cannot help other people. And that's truth. If you cannot better yourself, how are you supposed to better other people? If you're not in a good state of mind, if you're not taking care of yourself, how can you go and help other people? And so, again, focus. Stay focused. Stay focused on who you are. Stay focused on your core values. Stay focused on your commitments. Stay focused. Stay in your lane. And don't change lanes until you actually dominate. Have you ever seen, you're driving on the freeway, you're driving on the street, and there's this one person who is just constantly in moving lanes and changing lanes, and you look at him and it's like, dude, like, what are you doing? And then you stay in your lane, and you end up catching up to that person on a red light or on a traffic stop or whatever it is, but you end up catching up to that person. You see, when you change lanes, your focus shifts. And because your focus shifts, we no longer focus. We're out of focus. Now we see various lanes as opposed to just one that we're supposed to stay on. And so today I want you guys to again focus on what you truly want to accomplish. What is it? So I asked you guys to write two commitments down, and now I want you to focus write down what it is that you need to focus on. Within those two commitments, right? So what is it on commitment with family? Like, what is it exactly that you need to focus on? Is it building relationships? Is it building connections? Is it getting the family together, spending more time with family? So again, whatever, if it's about job, if you're out of focus at your work and you have gotten so many written ups, or if you've gotten so many talks, and the manager and your supervisor, your boss, whoever has spoken to you and said, hey, you know what? You need to step up your game. You need to start focusing. What is it in your job that you can do that's going to get you focused? Prioritize yourself. And so, number one, commitment. Number two, focus. And then the last thing I want to talk to you guys about is execution. We need to execute the things that we are committed to. We need to execute the things that we are focusing on. And now, if you commit, and you're, again, commitment means you're full through, you're 120% in what you're doing. So if you are committed and you are focused, the execution comes automatically. See, because you have already done about 90% of the work. 90% of the work is in your mind, is mentality. It's you actually saying, I'm going to commit to this. I made that decision. I'm going to focus on exactly what I need to do, and I'm going to execute right now. And that execution is normally a plan. It's execution is a strategy. It's something that you said, you know what? I got this going. This is what I got to do. I'm going forward. And no one's going to stop me. Why? Because I have a reason. I have a purpose of why I'm trying to do this. And you need to get to that next level. Your family needs you. Your job needs you. You need yourself. You need to get on that next level. Your kids, they need you. Your wife, they need you. Your husband needs you. They need you to get on that next level, because they cannot get on their next level if you're not there. So you need to guide them. You need to lead them. You need to help them. And that's who we are. That's what leaders do. They are focused on the people around them. So when you make that shift, when you begin to focus, when you begin to regain consciousness of who you are and your purpose and what you're trying to do and what you're trying to be, then you'll be able to lead people. And you won't even be able to lead them by example or by actions, by words. You'll start leading them by action. You'll start leading them by the things that you do. When you start building this lifestyle of being committed, of being focused and execution, everything else comes to you. Because people will start seeing that you are real, that you're not a fake, you're not You are real. You are the real deal. You are exactly who you need to be and who you want to be. So many of you guys are educators out there. Who are you committed to? Who are you focused to? Who are you focused on? What is it that you're trying to do? Right? And so going into the aspect of teaching or educating or anybody who's even involved with children, I want to tell you guys something. You guys are the only profession that actually teaches other professions. Like, you prepare your people, the ones that you serve, you prepare them skills and knowledge and wisdom and experience to go and pursue other professions. That's big. And that's a big responsibility. So, again, focus. I want you guys to commit to those things. I want you to focus on those things. And it's specifically, focus on what you need to do with your commitments. And when that happens, I need you to execute. I need you to start today, right now. Don't start tomorrow. Don't start in an hour. Like, put everything down right now. And I want you to go into the mirror. And I want you to look in the mirror and say, I will do this. I have to do this. Look yourself in the mirror and you commit to yourself. Put those expectations that you have on everybody else and put them on yourself. Put those expectations on yourself and say, you know what? This year, 2020, this is going to be my year. This year, I'm going to level up. This year, I'm going to get to the next level. This year, I am going to succeed. I am going to have a great job. I am going to have a great family. I am going to pursue. Now, things and troubles and trials and tribulations are going to hit you, but that's okay. When you get hit, you get back up. When you get hit, get back up. That's the whole point of it. Because the next time, you know how it comes and you can prepare for it. So when they do hit, you won't go down so easily. So I want you right now to grab whatever piece of paper you have or your phone or wherever you're taking your notes, write down the two commitments. Write down your focus and how detailed you need to be at. Be detailed. What is it that you need to focus on with those commitments? And in the execution, I want you to write down three things and how you're going to apply that to yourself right now. Three things. Apply it. How are you going to live your life better? How are you going to apply right now those commitments and focus and the strategy that you have? What's the first step? What does that look like? Right now, write it down. Don't forget. You're going to forget. I know what you're thinking. I'll write it down later, Urban. It's okay. No, write it down now. Grab that piece of paper, grab that pen, and let's start journaling. Let's start writing it down and keeping ourselves accountable for who we are. Because it cannot wait anymore. You wait too long. You've waited too long. And because you've waited too long, now you are in a position and in a spot where you never wanted to be in. So 5 years ago, you said, I'm not going to be in this position. And guess what? You allowed yourself to be there. Why? Because you procrastinated. You waited to the last minute, and now you're stuck. And now you have no choice but to execute. This is it. This is real. Figure out what that commitment is. Figure out your focus. And then execute.